master orators. You can hone your skill over time. It's like anything else. Once you practice enough, you can master your skill. Just like these musicians are really good at what they do. What you learn as a believer, you can start talking about, you can start going down one avenue or one stream, and then God will move you to another stream, so you just go with the flow. You got the knowledge, you got the experience, you got the know-how, you got the repeat past. And so if God leads you to speak about something, you just go with it, you know. Because if usually when God is leading you down a different path to talk about something, usually it's because somebody needs to hear it. It really doesn't. Let me talk about this for a second. This is kind of important. Because there's some people out there that probably want to speak, you know. And they probably want to speak in an environment, maybe like public speaking or something. You have to study the cognates. If you really want to be a master speaker, you've got to study the cognates. Because the cognates of the words, let's say you get caught up, let's say you run across something where you're like, I forgot that word. It's on the tip of your tongue, but usually you can think of a cognate that matches it. Like, let's say you forget the word chariot, right? So you want to remember, you're talking about chariot, right? But you forgot what the word was. But if you've unfolded the words etymology-wise, you know a chariot is a car. It's the same word as car or carriage. So when you think about a chariot, you think about a car or a carriage. And as soon as you think of C-A-R, and then you think carriage, C-A-R-R-I-G, you think, oh, chariot. Let me try to come up with another one. I'll try to think of another one here. Another good example. You could forget any word, really. You know, it's only by God's, the Ninevites didn't know their left hand from their right hand, right? And so without God, we wouldn't know our left hand from our right hand. We'd be ignorant as all get out. So, you could forget any word. Let's say you forgot the word airplane. And you think about you picture in your mind an airplane. You forgot what it's called, but you picture it in your mind. You think about it's a vessel. It's like a train. But it's like a ship, but it's an airship. Instead of a train on a track, it's in the air. Instead of a boat in the water, it's in the air. So you forget the word airplane, but you picture it in your mind. Train, planes, and there's sayings that, you know, you've heard, like movies, trains, planes, and something else. And so as soon as you think about what an airship is, you say, okay, it's a ship. It's an airship, just like a train and a ship or any kind of spaceship, and then you'll say, oh, airplane. And that's how it works. You eventually get to the point where you take and you find common denominators in everything. So when you start to speak and you forget a word or you're looking for a word, if you know the cognates, you know what the etymology is, and you know the pieces and how it all fits together, then it just becomes a flow, you know, it becomes easy. You're always going to forget a word, you know. Nobody's going to remember everything. but you can rebuild a word. If you know the etymology, you can actually rebuild a word in real time. Like the word L-E-G, it actually means to gather. It means to gather, G-A-T-H-E-R. You might say, how can L-E-G go back to gather? Collect, gather. You're walking to grab something. You're walking down here to get to fish with the gospel, you know? Gather the elect. And so the L-E-G goes back to logo. So you can remember what L-E-G means, because L-E-G is one derivative off of logos. And logos, his whole purpose is to call his elect out of Babylon, to gather his elect. That's how it works, people. All the words, all the cognates, they all go back to source. If you unfold the word logos, you get every other word in reality. And it's the same game, same principle, fishing for souls. It doesn't matter if you look at a football field. So you can look at a football field, right? And the football field has goals. The basketball court has goals. The hockey rink has goals. And so they're trying to hit the puck into the net. They're trying to score. Now, how does that relate to everything? Because the man is trying to score. He sees this woman he wants to marry or date or whatever. He's trying to score. He's trying to score. He has a goal. He's trying to score. That's why the slang works. Because it's the spirit realm. The spirit realm is the source about spiritually being born again. But down here in the natural, it plays out in the physical realm. So that's why you see the unsaved, they're all full of vulgar language. But the saved, they know it's not about the vulgar, it's about the spiritual. As soon as I started talking, I'm up here at the waiting lot, the rideshare waiting lot at the airport. As soon as I started talking, cars started taking off. So I'm about to cut this short, but because I'm getting ready to pick up a call, I think. But long story short, if you want to be a public speaker, you've got to break the words into parts and study the etymology and the cognates, because once you do that, then everything fits together like one big puzzle, and it all makes sense, and you see the whole pie in the parts and the parts in the whole. So no matter whether you're talking about a car or an airplane or a boat, the same truth applies. Or a tent or a house, like the word tent goes back to tenets of the faith. And when you're in the tenets of the faith, you dwell in the truth. And dwell has D-well, so that you can pull water out of a well, right? So you can drink of that well. Well of truth. So you abide in Christ in the tent, the tenets of the faith. Ten fingers. The 10 fingers of God. It's all related. It's all connected. Every bit of it. Pole, post, sign, stop sign, cars. Everything is connected through the etymology of the words, and you will actually see it's a reproduction system. Everywhere you look, the patterns repeat, and the reason the patterns repeat is because you're in sequence after Christ. Everybody's in sequence after Christ. What about the unsaved? They're in sequence, and they're going to have to burn forever as a sweet-smelling offering, because it's all about sacrifice and an offering to God. And so you either become an offering and you get saved by faith, or you stay in a works-based mindset and you end up burning forever because you wanted to be your own offering, but you're still going to be an offering. Everything's an offering back to God. God gave us a gift, we give it back. That's what this whole thing's about, giving back what God gave you. That's it. It's really simple. I looked for the truth my whole life about breaking it down into the source. And the source code is to get heirs, to get together, to get the joint heirs and pull them out of Babylon in unity of the faith, a fit body fitly framed together in oneness. That's what it's about. The whole thing is about that.